Welcome to the OCR GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most foundational topics in your entire physics course, scalar and vector quantities. This is topic 1.1 on the OCR specification, and it underpins almost everything else you'll study, from forces and motion to momentum and beyond. So whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this episode is for you. Grab a pen and paper, because we're going to make this stick. Let's start with the big picture. Physics is all about measuring and describing the world around us. And here's the thing, not all measurements are created equal. Some quantities only need a single number to describe them completely. Others need a number and a direction. That distinction is what this whole topic is about. And once you understand it deeply, you'll never confuse speed with velocity again. So let's define our terms properly, because in the exam, precise definitions earn marks. A scalar quantity is one that has magnitude only. Magnitude just means size or amount. Temperature is a perfect example. If I say the temperature is 25 degrees Celsius, you know everything you need to know. There's no direction involved. Other scalars include distance, speed, mass, time, and energy. Notice what they all have in common. A single number with a unit tells the whole story. A vector quantity, on the other hand, has both magnitude and direction. Think about force. If I push a box with 10 newtons, that's useful, but you also need to know which way I'm pushing it. Am I pushing it to the right, upward, at an angle? The direction completely changes the outcome. Other vectors include displacement, velocity, acceleration, weight, and momentum. Now, here's the classic exam trap. The pairs distance and displacement and speed and velocity trip up so many candidates every year. Let me explain the difference clearly. Distance is how far you've actually traveled along your path, the total length of the route. It's a scalar. Displacement is the straight line distance from your starting point to your finishing point, measured in a specific direction. It's a vector. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you run around a 400-meter athletics track and complete one full lap. Your distance is 400 meters. That's how far your legs carried you. But your displacement is 0 meters, because you've ended up exactly where you started. The start and finish points are the same, so the straight line distance between them is zero. This is a classic exam question, and many candidates lose marks by giving 400 meters as the displacement. Don't be one of them. The same logic applies to speed and velocity. Speed is the scalar version, how fast you're going with no direction. Velocity is the vector version, how fast you're going and in which direction. So 30 meters per second is a speed, but 30 meters per second due north is a velocity. This matters enormously in calculations. If a car travels at 20 meters per second east, then turns around and travels at 20 meters per second west, its speed is the same throughout, 20 meters per second. But its velocity has changed because the direction has reversed. And because velocity has changed, the car has undergone acceleration, even though its speed hasn't changed at all. That's a higher tier concept that examiners love to test. Speaking of acceleration, yes, acceleration is a vector too. It has both magnitude and direction. And here's something that confuses many students. Deceleration is not a separate scalar quantity. Deceleration is simply negative acceleration. When an object slows down, its acceleration acts in the opposite direction to its motion. So if you define the positive direction as forward, deceleration is a negative value. The mark scheme will not credit answers that treat deceleration as a scalar. Now let's talk about how vectors are represented visually, because this is essential for the higher tier vector addition questions. Vectors are drawn as arrows. The length of the arrow represents the magnitude. A longer arrow means a bigger quantity. The direction of the arrowhead shows the direction of the vector. This is important. When you draw a force diagram or a velocity diagram, every arrow must have an arrowhead. An arrow without a head is just a line. It doesn't represent a vector correctly, and you won't get the mark. Now, for higher tier candidates, you need to be able to add vectors together to find a resultant. The resultant is the single vector that has the same effect as all the original vectors combined. There are two methods, scale drawing and Pythagoras' theorem for vectors at right angles. Let's work through the Pythagoras method first, because it's the most reliable for right angle problems. Suppose a boat travels 3 kilometers east, then 4 kilometers north. What is the resultant displacement? Step 1. Recognize that the two vectors are at right angles to each other. East and north are perpendicular. Step 2. Draw a sketch. Draw the 3 kilometers east vector as a horizontal arrow. Then, from the tip of that arrow, draw the 4 kilometers north vector as a vertical arrow. Now draw a dashed line from the tail of the first vector to the tip of the second. That dashed line is your resultant. Step 3. Apply Pythagoras. The resultant squared equals 3 squared plus 4 squared, that's 9 plus 16, which equals 25. The square root of 25 is 5, so the magnitude of the resultant displacement is 5 kilometers. Step 4, and this is where many candidates drop a mark, you must state the direction. Use trigonometry. The angle theta equals the inverse tangent of 4 divided by 3, which is approximately 53 degrees from east towards north. So the full answer is 5 kilometers at 53 degrees north of east. Without the direction, you cannot get full marks for a vector answer. For scale drawing questions, the examiner will specify a scale, such as 1 centimeter represents 1 newton. You draw each vector to scale, tip to tail. That means the tail of the second vector starts exactly where the tip of the first vector ends. Then you draw the resultant from the tail of the first, the tip of the last. Measure its length with a ruler and convert back using the scale. Measure its angle with a protractor. The examiner applies a tolerance of plus or minus 2 millimeters and plus or minus 2 degrees. So use a sharp pencil and a proper ruler. The most common error in vector diagrams is drawing arrows tail to tail, that is, starting both arrows from the same point. This gives you a completely wrong resultant. Always remember, tip to tail. Now let's move into exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number 1, giving a vector answer without a direction. If the question asks for velocity, displacement, acceleration, or force, your answer must include a direction. Even if you've done the calculation perfectly, you will lose the final mark without it. The command word calculate for a vector quantity implicitly requires both magnitude and direction. Mistake number 2, confusing distance and displacement. Always ask yourself, is this a straight line measurement from start to finish, or is it the total path length? Displacement is straight line, start to finish, with direction. Distance is total path length, no direction. Mistake number 3, treating deceleration as a scalar. It is negative acceleration, a vector. If an object is decelerating, its acceleration is in the opposite direction to its motion. Mistake number 4, in scale diagrams, drawing arrows tail to tail instead of tip to tail. The tip to tail method is the only correct way to add vectors graphically. Mistake number 5, forgetting units. Speed is in meters per second. Velocity is in meters per second with a direction. Force is in newtons with a direction. Always include units and, for vectors, always include direction. Now, a note on command words because these determine exactly what the examiner wants from you. If the question says state, give a brief factual answer. For example, state whether velocity is a scalar or a vector. Your answer? Vector. One word. Done. If the question says explain, you must say how or why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, explain why velocity is a vector quantity. Answer. Velocity is a vector quantity because it has both magnitude and direction. If the question says calculate, show all working, use the correct formula, include units, and for vectors, include direction in your final answer. If the question says describe, say what something is like using correct scientific terminology. Don't just say it changes. Say how it changes and in what way. Let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Question 1. Is temperature a scalar or a vector? Temperature is a scalar. It has magnitude only, no direction. Question 2. A runner completes a full lap of a circular track. What is their displacement? 0. They've returned to their starting point, so the straight line distance from start to finish is 0. Question 3. 2 forces act on an object at right angles, 6 newtons east and 8 newtons north. What is the magnitude of the resultant force? Using Pythagoras, 6 squared is 36, 8 squared is 64, total is 100, square root is 10. The resultant force is 10 newtons. Question 4. What is the difference between speed and velocity? Speed is a scalar, magnitude only. Velocity is a vector, magnitude plus direction. Question 5. In a vector diagram, should arrows be drawn tip to tail or tail to tail? Tip to tail. Always tip to tail. How did you do? If you got all five, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any, go back and review that concept before your exam. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today's episode. 1. Scalars have magnitude only. Vectors have magnitude and direction. 2. The key scalar vector pairs are distance and displacement, and speed and velocity. Learn these pairs. They appear in almost every exam paper. 3. Vectors are represented by arrows. Length equals magnitude. Arrowhead shows direction. 4. To add vectors at right angles, use Pythagoras for the magnitude and trigonometry for the direction. Never forget the direction in your final answer. 5. For scale diagrams, draw vectors tip to tail, use a sharp pencil and ruler, and stay within the examiner's tolerance of 2 millimeters and 2 degrees. 6. Deceleration is negative acceleration. It is a vector, not a scalar. 7. Always include direction when giving a vector answer, or you will lose marks. This topic connects to so many other areas of your physics course: Newton's laws, momentum, projectile motion, and even electromagnetism. Master it now, and you'll find those later topics so much easier. Thank you for listening to the OCR GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. Good luck with your revision, and remember, every mark counts. See you next time.